This is Wade Brathke with the Chief Organizer's Report on launching the Acorn Home Savers campaign in Memphis. After several days in Arkansas working with Vision Property Management owner-occupants from Jacksonville to West Memphis, the Acorn Home Savers campaign was preparing to dive into Memphis. Of course, we wanted to follow up with Vision owner-occupants there, but we also were interested in some of the other large rent-to-own and contract purchase companies in the Memphis market. Rents had soared an estimated 20% in the last 3 years in Memphis, and eviction rates were among the highest for any city in the country at over 5.5%, according to recent studies. Furthermore, the entry of huge Wall Street hedge fund operations like Apollo in the wake of the foreclosure crisis, who'd also adopted this model and established large footprints in the market, made Memphis a city that was very important to the campaign and its ability to create change in business models and real estate markets. Putting the list together was a tense, last-minute affair as the numbers of potential volunteer canvassers seemed to be increasing instead of experiencing the usual drop-off, requiring constant toggling between the Shelby County Recorder's records and the assessor and tax records while beating a path through the maze of LLCs and corporate faces of these companies. We ended up focusing on three different companies as well as following up on our vision agreement: Harbor Portfolio, the Dallas Hedge Fund, Apollo, the New York Fund, and a large local player, APM, or Affordable Property Management. Overall, we had more than 700 addresses to target over the weekend. We had help from colleagues and friends connected to various departments at the University of Memphis, particularly Professor Maria Elena De La Vega in the School of Social Work and Professor Laura Jaja and Jessica Buttermore in the Planning Department. Nonetheless, in the middle of the annual St. Jude Marathon and a much-touted football game between ranked teams with Central Florida facing the home team from the university, we still had more than 40 students and other volunteers ready to hit the door, almost all of them for the first time. This was a brand of controlled chaos that seems a footnote to so much of organizing. None of this work is old school with clipboards, pen, and paper. The lists are all generated from hours on internet-accessible websites and organized into Excel files. These files then populate either a batch geo mapping program like we use in Detroit and Indianapolis, or go straight into Google Maps, which we debuted in Memphis. We used a survey tool developed by Danae Butler as an aid for the students to use since they were inexperienced on home visits, but would allow us, if successful, to collect the information so that the organizers could follow up in putting together the Acorn Memphis Home Savers Campaign Committee after the first of the year. The surveys went online too, so at the end of the day, we could see exactly how many visits have been completed successfully. None of that will substitute for the next day's briefing, the pictures of families, or the stories, both encouraging and heartbreaking, that we'll hear on the doors, or the new things we will learn from listening to people from these companies about their contracts. There's also no substitute for an exciting and dramatic launch of the campaign in a new city. It's no longer Memphis, here we come. It's now, hello, Memphis, here we are. This is Wade Rathke. For questions or comments, www.chieforganizer.org. You take it from here to there.